AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. In Las Vegas, Mike Bloomberg was on the defensive in his first presidential debate.
I'm a New Yorker. I know how to take on an arrogant con man like Donald Trump that comes from New York.
But Bloomberg has the Democratic presidential field to deal with right now. Bernie Sanders went off on Bloomberg's wealth and his record as mayor of New York.
Mr. Bloomberg had policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African-American and Latino people in an outrageous way. That is not a way you're going to grow voter turnout.
And Elizabeth Warren went after Mike Bloomberg's character.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says it was a rocky first debate at times for the former New York City mayor.
Bloomberg's team was prepared for these attacks. They had been practicing in mock debates, but he did seem rattled by just how fierce some of the criticism was and just how personal it was.
President Trump wasn't watching the debate. He was at a rally in Phoenix.
Get ready, November 3rd, we're coming.
Trump touted his economic numbers and complained he is being mistreated in the polling.
If I was treated fairly, meaning if you were treated fairly by the fake news, we'd be up 20 points higher in the polls. There wouldn't even be a competitive election.
Trump has been staying at his hotel in Las Vegas, making day trips to fundraisers in California and the rally in Phoenix. On Thursday, he campaigns in Colorado for Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Tim McGuire.
Two elderly passengers taken off the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan because they were infected with coronavirus have died. Nine people were shot and killed near Frankfurt, Germany. The suspect was later found dead. A woman was struck and killed by a parade float in New Orleans as the city celebrated Mardi Gras. This is AP News. A staunch supporter of President Trump has been named acting National Intelligence Director.
Richard Grenell's been serving as the U.S. ambassador to Germany. Now he'll replace Joseph McGuire, who was acting National Intelligence Director since August. The move puts a loyal Trump ally in charge of the nation's 17 spy agencies. There are some who are criticizing the announcement. They say this sensitive a job should go to someone with deep experience in intelligence. And by naming Grenell as acting director, the president is able to sidestep a confirmation hearing in the Senate. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton is calling the House impeachment proceedings against President Trump grossly partisan and said his testimony would not have changed the president's acquittal in the Senate. Speaking at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Bolton continued to stay quiet on the details of his yet-to-be-released book. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.